out-of-reach rent prices, homelessness on the rise, increasing eviction rates. These things were all happening in Phoenix long before the coronavirus hit. So in a pandemic economy, what will happen to Phoenix's affordable housing crisis? KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young took a look and has this story.
In mid-March, Amy Welpley's life was thrown into chaos.
I worked in a party store, and when COVID hit, nobody was having parties.
She lost her job, and pretty soon after that, she lost her home.
I could have went and looked for another job, but then school didn't go back in session. Then I was stuck with the kids all day and the dogs and couldn't make my rent that week. So we ended up in our car.
For almost 2 months, Welpley's family of five plus two dogs slept in their station wagon. The family is now staying with the shelter You Mom, and Welpley is hoping to find work and a new place to live soon. But there are so many now struggling. Nearly 600,000 Arizonans have applied for unemployment since late March. The governor placed a moratorium on enforcement of some evictions through July, but rent is still due, and services like You Mom are seeing a dramatic rise in demand. Darlene Newsom is CEO of You Mom.
The first 2 weeks, we saw a 30% jump on our wait list for emergency shelter care for families in the valley.
But even before coronavirus, Phoenix had an affordable housing problem. The National Low-Income Housing Coalition ranks Phoenix's shortage of housing for extremely low-income people third worst in the nation. During the 2008 recession, Phoenix's housing market was so severely impacted, construction came to a near standstill that lasted years. But Phoenix's population kept growing. The city gained more residents in the last decade than anywhere else in the U.S. The result was a really uneven supply and demand equation, and rents in Phoenix have been rising at twice the rate of the national average. Mark Stapp is with the real estate program at the W.P. Carey School of Business at ASU.
One theory was, okay, so the recession is going to have an impact on the market and it's caused prices to go down. Well, I don't think that that's going to happen.
He says the economic downturn we're now seeing probably won't make up for how tight Phoenix's housing market has been.
Supply is so low, it's not going to affect prices.
So prices may remain high, but now a lot more people may be needing cheaper places to live. And as demand for affordable housing grows, housing organizations in the Valley are also facing losses of income. Jason Barlow is president of Habitat for Humanity of Central Arizona.
All nonprofits in the Valley, every one of us is just kind of scratching our heads wondering what is the long-term impact of this. And none of us know.
Barlow's organization canceled fundraisers and events, and to comply with social distancing, volunteer labor was replaced with contracted labor on some construction projects. Barlow says he estimates his budget is behind upwards of $900,000 because of the pandemic. And state funding for affordable housing now faces setbacks too. Arizona has a dedicated fund for housing programs, which was dramatically slashed during the 2008 recession. And never fully restored. Last year, legislators added $15 million to the State Housing Trust Fund. That still wasn't a return to pre-recession levels, but it was maybe a signal Arizona lawmakers were willing to invest more in housing. Joan Service with the Arizona Housing Coalition was optimistic 2020 would be the year the legislature took on affordable housing. But then
everything came to a screeching halt.
The pandemic interrupted the legislative session, and state revenue streams are shrinking as the economy contracts. Now, legislation and funding Service was advocating for are on hold. But Service wants the state to plan for what happens after its eviction moratorium expires next month. And she's advocating for additional funding for programs like Section 8 vouchers that help people pay rent, or a state tax credit program to get affordable units built. They're expensive ideas, but Service worries without aid, many Arizonans who have lost income will wear through their savings, then run out of options.
Maybe 18 months from now, we'll probably see an increase in homelessness.
Over the last 5 years, unsheltered homelessness in Phoenix has already nearly tripled. And Jason Barlow with Habitat for Humanity says coronavirus should be a reminder of just how important it is to ensure people have a roof over their head.
What did we do when this pandemic hit? They told everybody to stay at home because that's a safe place.
Barlow asks, what will happen when more Arizonans don't have a home to go to? Catherine Davis Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
As we've just heard, housing affordability in Phoenix was a concern long before coronavirus. But the economic downturn we are now in could exacerbate the issue. And here to talk more about what the pandemic means for housing is KJZZ's Catherine Davis Young. Good morning, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so it sounds like the pandemic will be a huge challenge for Arizona's affordable housing goals. But when coronavirus started, weren't there some protections in place to protect Arizona renters?
Well, Governor Ducey back in March did two things. He put a moratorium on evictions for 120 days, and he set aside $5 million to help people pay rent if they had lost some of their income. But Princeton University has this research group that's called the Eviction Lab, and they compared all 50 states' approaches to protecting renters during the pandemic. And they gave Arizona just 1.4 out of 5 possible stars. So compared to a lot of other states, Arizona actually didn't do as much.
Why is Arizona's score so low?
Well, Governor Ducey's eviction moratorium actually only applies to enforcement. So that's basically when the constable arrives at your door to remove you from the property. And rent is still due, landlords can still sue to evict for non-payment, and eviction courts are still hearing cases during this period. The state really wants renters to prove that they were impacted by COVID-19, either for health or income reasons, before they'll delay an eviction. And a lot of housing advocates I've spoken to are also really concerned about what happens after that 120 days runs out in late July. The fear is there could be a sudden surge in people being removed from their homes.
And what about this fund that was supposed to help people pay rent if they had lost income?
So there have been a lot of problems with that program. Mainly, it's just been really slow. And the Department of Housing has not granted me an interview about it, but I do have some numbers from them. About 14,000 people have applied for that program, and another 25,000 have started the application but not finished it. So we know maybe 30 to 40,000 people have at least looked into getting help through this program. But as of Friday, only 755 people had been helped.
Wow. So do we know why it's been so inefficient?
The program is run by Arizona's Department of Housing, but applications are being processed by several smaller agencies around the state. And I was able to speak with Bruce Liggett. He runs one of those agencies here in Maricopa County. And he told me that any kind of public benefit program like food stamps is always going to be really complicated to administer because it always requires proof of income and other types of household information in the application. But he said this program is even more complicated because of the state's requirements.
Because the state wanted to connect this to the COVID crisis, there's a comparison of pre-COVID to post-COVID. Well, the COVID experience could have happened nicely on the end of the month, or it could have happened on the 13th of the month. So then income calculations become a little more challenging for us.
Liggett actually told me he was given a budget to have 1.5 full-time staffers work on this, but they're so overwhelmed by demand that he's since brought about 30 other staffers from other departments in his agency to help, including Head Start childcare workers and a bunch of others just to try to get through the thousands of applications they're looking at.
And obviously for people struggling to pay rent, the delays in response to these applications must be extremely stressful.
Right. And rent is still due. So there are thousands of people out there who were hoping for help who just don't know whether they're going to get it. And I've heard from landlords, too, who are concerned about their livelihoods.
Well, if renters have applied, is there any indication they'll eventually get help, even if it's slow to arrive?
Well, Bruce Liggett told me agencies like his are reviewing applications on a first-come, first-served basis. But he was pretty frank talking about the limitations of the funding that's out there for each of these regional agencies.
the fact that we've got almost 4,000 cases assigned to us and we have the ability to pay for 500 is our current estimate, means that most people are not going to be able to receive this benefit.
Wow. So he says most won't receive help. Is anything being done to address the issues with this program?
Some Arizona lawmakers are concerned about this. Representatives Andres Cano and Kirsten Engel, who are both from the Tucson area, they sent a letter last week to the Department of Housing asking a lot of these questions. Here's what Engel told me.
We have a state rental assistance program for people who have been affected by COVID-19, and yet there's been all kinds of delays in getting this money out to the actual renters.
So the Department of Housing did respond to the legislators' questions and said they're trying to make it easier for applicants to upload documents. And the department also says it's going to set up a call center to help applicants with questions. But whether that will speed up the process at all, we still don't know.
A lot of questions still left about how the state will deal with housing issues amid the pandemic then. That is KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young. Catherine, thank you so much for your reporting.
Thank you.